This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. When students in the Ann Arbor School District hop on the bus next fall, it may or may not be driven by the driver you've come to know this year. After having the Washtenaw Intermediate School District provide shared busing services for the Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti Community Schools, both districts have decided to move on. The Ann Arbor Schools have announced the hiring of a new company to run its transportation services. Our guest, Liz Nolan-Margolis, and Liz is the Executive Director of Communications for Ann Arbor Schools. Well, let's start here. What went wrong with the services as provided by the Washtenaw Intermediate School District?
WISD, we had started with WISD about, I think it was about three or four years ago, where we attempted to do some consolidation throughout the county. At the time, the superintendents really talked about hopefully all of the Washtenaw County districts being part of this consortium. It didn't work out that way. We've been operating with the WISD transportation for a number of years now, and it really was time for us to look for an operator who specialized in transportation services. The WISD, like the Ann Arbor Public Schools, our main goal is education. And it really became clear, especially this year, that we needed to put an RFP out to see what else we could have out there with professional transportation operators.
And by that, you meant request for proposal.
Yes, that's
right. Right. There were missed bus times. There were driver shortages that caused class cancellations this year in particular. So there were certainly issues with the service. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Ann Arbor Schools Executive Director of Communications, Liz Nolan-Margolis. The school district next year will have its bus service run by a company called Durham School Services. Now, when the school board decided to open the transportation services up for bid and end its contract with the WISD, what stood out about Durham?
Well, we went through a process. We had, I believe, five different proposers that came in. And Durham is a national company. They were very competitive in their pricing. And also, they have had wonderful reviews with local districts in southeastern Michigan, districts like Birmingham, West Bloomfield, Rochester, Southfield, that were extremely positive about the service that they provided to them. One of the things we really checked about was a transition phase into using a new transportation service, and they all got very, very high marks. So it just really, we felt, was the best fit for us. They weren't the largest company out there, and they really talked about customer service, and they have a true customer service plan for our families.
Speaking of which, how between now and the beginning of classes in the fall will Durham begin integrating itself into district operations so the beginning of the school year runs smoothly?
Well, first of all, the board has not issued their final approval on this. They will be voting at the March 11th meeting, and if everything goes ahead, then on March 12th, Durham will actually be in the transportation offices that are located on our property, talking with the transportation staff. They will be talking to them about the benefits programs, about their increase in pay. Every single current WISD transportation employee will receive an interview with the opportunity for a position. So that's the first thing. And the other really important thing is we need to get through the rest of this school year. So we really want our transportation staff to know how valued they are. We have are working with the WISD right now on an incentive program for the drivers and the monitors throughout the end of the school year. And that, you know, we hear, well, these are going to be different drivers. We are hoping very much so that a lot of these are the same drivers that we have this year.
Current drivers will have an opportunity to win employment from Durham and at higher pay as well. It would be, if approved, a three-year, $16.7 million contract with Durham. What's that do to the bottom line of the district and ultimately to the taxpayers that support the Ann Arbor schools?
It is still a savings for us, and really where that saving comes in is in the contribution to the pension plan. The reason that we first went out and looked at the consolidation efforts was really due to the pension plan that we, as all public school districts, automatically contribute to. It is upwards of 27% per employee that we are contributing to the state. There's no say in what that percentage is, and that is really where those cost savings exist.
The district has a growing number of school of choice students. Is there any chance the busing services will be expanded to perhaps collect some of those students who live in close proximity to the Ann Arbor district borders?
One of the things that we are going to look at is a model where if you can get to a bus stop, you can take a bus in. I do not foresee us moving our transportation services into the outlying areas where that's beyond our borders. But we are going to look at number of riders and where we might have some openings for students that can maybe get to that bus stop to be able to ride into school. But that's not been determined. We're going to be working very quickly starting after March 11th with Durham to see what some of those options are.
Thank you very much. That is Liz Nolan-Margolis, Executive Director of Communications for the Ann Arbor Public School District. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.